12 and a bit to 9 o'clock on BBC Radio Manchester. Good morning. The Eye Hospital in Manchester, one of our many great institutions, it is exactly 200 years old today. A meeting started the process that created it. And to mark this anniversary, an artist has created paintings, given us an insight into being colourblind. As the condition was, I don't suppose it was discovered, I suppose some people knew already they were colourblind, but you know what I mean. It was discovered in Manchester by the famous scientist John Dalton, best known for coming up with the basis of particle theory. He was also the first person to describe colourblindness as a disorder. Well, the artist who created the paintings is Lucy Burscough. Good morning.
Morning.
And yeah, so I've not seen them, you see, so my vision is that they're in monochrome.
No, that's not right, actually.
Oh, right.
No.
So that's the first shock of the day.
They're all portraits, and there are elements of the portraits where the colour range has been changed to reflect what somebody with a red-green colour blindness would see.
Oh, fabulous.
And that is actually, a lot of people do think that it's a kind of a black and white, but actually it's the oranges and reds that are removed from the vision, really, and those sort of colours shift towards sort of green and grey, so it's almost like seeing how somebody, how the colours of camouflage, almost, that sort of colour range. So, I've been working with staff and patients at the Eye Hospital as my subjects, and I've been painting actually in the atrium of the Eye Hospital.
Wow.
So it's been a great place to work because I've met a lot of people while I've been working there, a lot of staff and patients.
You've let us put two of them on our Facebook page, and we're grateful to you for that. One half of Steve is in fuller colour, the other half is, as you just described it, not, dare I say, grey? Will you shout at me for grey?
Well, yeah, it's kind of grey-green. I'll give you grey-green.
All right, grey-green we'll have. Yes. I think I've got grey-green eyes, but never mind. Grey-green we'll have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's fascinating, isn't it?
It is indeed. And it's great as an opportunity to mix art and science. And this week is also a great week for science in Manchester, because it's the start of the Manchester Science Festival week.
Yeah.
And so throughout Manchester there'll be lots of activities looking at science. It's produced by the Museum of Science and Industry, and so this exhibition and some of the activities that go around it in the Eye Hospital will be playing a part of the Science Festival, so it's a really nice way of linking the cultural institutions of Manchester with the hospital.
I'm quite fascinated. Were you commissioned to go at it via portraiture, or was that your choice?
No, actually, that was my idea.
That intrigues me, because normally with a portrait you're trying to get a sense of the person, and if it's an historic person, then their place in the world, not just their face. You're not just drawing their face. And yet here's you doing portraiture, but not from that sense, but for a sense of the view.
That element is certainly there, particularly when working with the staff and patients. I think it's really important to try and get an insight into them as people. But it's also, it gives me an opportunity, as I'm working on the paintings in the hospital, to really engage with people about science. So they may be drawn over to look at the paintings and see who the paintings are of, and talk about that element of it. But then at that point as well, I can talk to them a little bit more about science.
See, and actually, in Dalton's day, science and art was still close.
Well, I see it
They're now seen as entirely different fields.
I think if you've got an interest in the world, then you can have an interest in science and an interest in art together. Yeah. So,
well, we had gentlemen experts then,
absolutely,
didn't we? They were multifaceted experts.
It was the John Dalton was a part of the Literary and Philosophical Society. He was the chairman of that, and that is an institute that still goes on today. And they've got a great interest not only in science but also in the cultural world more widely. Yeah.
It's probably the wrong word, but you sound like you've had fun.
It's been fantastic, No, it's been great just to have the opportunity
was supposed to be blood, sweat and tears.
Well, there is that thing about the suffering artist, but it's been a real privilege to work in the hospital, particularly this year as it's the bicentenary. It's been a real way of celebrating not only the art, but also some of the incredible work that goes on behind the scenes, really, in the Eye Hospital. Because there's so much clinical research that goes on there that's just absolutely, you know, mind-blowing stuff, and real sort of world-beating stuff goes on there. So it's great to celebrate the hospital.
Well, the work's going to be on display at the Manchester Eye Hospital from Thursday. Marks the start, as you just heard, of the Manchester Science Festival happening at locations across Greater Manchester, including Mosey, of course. You can see two of the pictures, as I say, on our website, if you are moved so to do. And I've just been talking to the artist, Lucy Bursko. It